With sectarian bombings and shootings escalating, April was the deadliest month in Iraq in nearly 5 years. The United Nations says more than 700 people were killed. Abdullah Hassan witnessed one blast in Baghdad.
What have those innocent people done to deserve this? So many people were either killed or injured.
This is the bloodiest confrontation between Iraq's minority Sunni community and the predominantly Shiite government since the final withdrawal of U.S. troops in 2011. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, James Jeffrey.
The standoff between Iraqi security forces and various Sunni protesters, armed Sunni groups and offshoots of Al-Qaeda, that is very, very troubling.
The recent upsurge in violence began when government troops raided a Sunni protest site near Kirkuk last month. The clashes left dozens dead. Iraqi politics are deeply divided along sectarian lines, and the government has been mired in crisis over how to share power between Shiite Sunnis and Kurds. The political landscape is paralyzed, according to Sarhang Hamas Saeed of the U.S. Institute of Peace.
The parliament, the council of ministers, the provincial councils are so much now driven into sectarian and religious and political divisions, it is not possible for them to engage in real dialogue. Allahu
Akbar. Analysts say insurgents affiliated with Al-Qaeda are bombing mosques and other civilian targets in an effort to stoke sectarian conflict. In 2006-2007, tens of thousands of people died, and now there are no U.S. troops to help quell the violence. Sarmad Al-Tayyi is an Iraqi political commentator.
The civil war in the past was related to problems that happened in the past. It was a kind of revenge. But the war today will be for the future of Iraq.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has appealed for calm and dialogue.
I can honestly say that if the sectarian sedition bursts, there won't be a winner or a loser. All of us will be losers.
Analysts say Sunni Arab sheikhs who had been urging restraint are now calling for war. And reports say some of their followers are preparing to fight. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.